What's up, street dog? Street god? Street vlogs? Working us? Some thoughts.
Okay. Some thoughts. Real science versus fake science. So, what is the difference? Why does it matter? So, some thoughts. So the first thought is, real science, right? It's all about negation, right? So Karl Popper, falsification, Nassim Taleb, via negativa, is the way. So the general idea is to test general assumptions. I'm gonna first do the thigh wiggle. So the reason why this matters is because thinking first principles is all about retesting assumptions about everything. Retesting assumptions about, you know, like what you consider to be proper, right, wrong, that it is, right? And true wisdom, I think, revolves around first principles. And science, the way that the ancient Greeks and Aristotle knew it, is very, very different than kind of this, kind of more like academicized form of knowledge production, right? As a consequence, people become myopic and short-sighted in terms of how to decode, you know, what's right, what's wrong, right? Even the thing that I've been figuring out is, you know, I just did my new rec pull. 547 kilograms at 75 body weight, so that's 7.3x body weight. And the reason why it is significant is I'm like destroying each and every single, like, on like 10 fronts. First, I don't even take protein powder, I don't take supplements, right? I'm like, it's like, is Ur Kim Natty? Yeah, I'm not even that buff, right? And you know, my underlying principle is you can lift much more with your hips than anything. One thing that ChatGPT 03 Pro has been a little bit useful for is decoding physics, like physical laws. Like, apparently the human hips and legs and joints can withstand like a big amount of newtons. Like even, so if you're a gymnast doing a double dismount, you actually put more force on your ligaments than even lifting, I don't know, 8 times your body weight. And what's my interesting intervention is, my underlying principle is, shorten the range of motion, increase the weight. And also like, the Kaizen approach, just add 2.5 pounds or 2.5 kilos to each side of the barbell once a week. One rep max. Once a week, and never stop stacking. So it then becomes an interesting strategy, because A, it's simple. B, it's more interesting. And C, I think you just become stronger. It's so funny too, because like now that I shattered the 7x body weight ceiling, like I'm like leagues beyond all these juiced out fatty boys. And actually the primary thing to consider is, if anything, I feel kind of bad for these essentially, it's like, it's almost like worse than prostitution, because if he's taking steroids, like you just can't have kids no more. Like that's super, like for example, let's say you're, you know, easily impressionable 21-year-old, and then you start juicing, and then boom, your testes are shot, you can't have kids no more. Like that to me is the ultimate tragedy. And so maybe, at least one intervention I'm trying to do is, you know, encouraging people not to even take protein. And then the biggest thing, I do it intermittent fasted, no breakfast, no lunch, only 100% carnivore dinner, no carbs, no sugars, no nonsense. So once again, I'm debunking and I'm defalsifying all these pseudo-scientific ideas. Like you need carbs to perform, no. It's like you have to eat a protein shake before and after your workout, no. There's like, but they're like, and so it's funny because when people start to see me lift, let's say 7.3x my body weight, human cognitive dissonance is kind of funny, because first and foremost, the wave of disbelief comes on many levels. First, you know, all known heuristics about whatever are shattered, and so people have a hard time readapting their mindset to a new paradigm shift. So for example, you've always driven like a 95 Civic Si your whole life, and then boom, Cybertruck, Cyberbeast come out. You're gonna always gonna try to find out ways to negate its grandeur, rather than accepting the fact that, huh, maybe this is the way forward. Same thing with AI. I mean, it's obviously the way forward, and my thought is the future is going to be predicated on individuals who are best utilizing it productively. Simple idea. And so it don't replace humans, it augments humans. It helps us, right? Ideally, it would help us deal with the tedious things. So for example, TurboTax, the AI, right? That automatically expenses all your expenses. Oh my God, this thing has like saved me at least like, I don't know, 80 hours of having to manually log each and every single expense, which is good because it levers up. It's like the ratio is better in my favor. Like, I would rather use my energy, effort, and times to, I don't know, walk around, lift weights, talk to people, stuff like that, rather than, you know, excel for like 12 hours straight hating my life, getting carpal tunnel. And actually, that's the biggest thing too. Computer work, it's just like bad for your health. Like, for example, I haven't touched a laptop in almost like 8 years because I started to get very, very bad carpal tunnel, trackpad and stuff, right? And so pain is the best instructor. I switched to iPad Pro only, voice dictation. Even nowadays though, like since I'm on chat all day, my right thumb is starting to get carpal tunnel too. So it reminds me to use my left hand, or the ultimate strategy is to just, you know, stop, right? And just take a break and want to walk. So, this one sounds good. So ratios matter, 7.3x. So, for example, I'd be kind of curious to see people who are like, I don't know, 400 pounds. Let me do the math. Okay, so let's say you weigh, let me be more conservative. Let's say you weigh 300 pounds. Seven times your, that's like 2,200 pounds. Or if you're 400 pounds, 2,800. Okay, so Brian Shaw, you watching this, Brian? My challenge. Rack pull 7.3x your body weight. That's gonna be 2,400 pounds, 2,800 pounds? I don't even know, right? And I think also the reason why I suppose I'm a threat is one, like, I'm not even in the fitness sector. Like, this is just like my hobby. like, street photographer, blogger. like, lift 7.3x. So there's this kind of like disconnect. Like, so I'm not even what are the funny categories? Strong man, power man, power lifter, weightlifter, bodybuilder. Actually, funny enough, the best category I think I fit into is I almost prefer weightlifter because it's like generic and like I like to lift weights. It's like it's an auto-tailing thing. I enjoy it because it is fun. Like if you're doing it for fun and there's no hidden incentives, that's a good virtuous thing. I think a lot of people, unfortunately, once you got sponsorships or you know, whatever, right? Obviously you're gonna have to take the juice to, you know, take care of your family or whatever, right? It actually becomes a double-edged sword too, because two things. One, if you're casted as a Marvel superhero and you don't look super jacked within 8 months, you're not gonna get the role and or you're not gonna get a second role. So there's actually a built-in motivation to, you know, do legal or natural steroids, right? So don't trust the big screen because it's all, everyone's on the juice. Even the people who say they're not on the juice, on juice. The only people to trust are people who admit they're on the juice, like Hathor. I mean, I have deep respect for the man because he admitted that he takes all the whatevs, right? And actually, I would find too, like, you know, individuals who are impactful should be very transparent, like, what is their regimen? What do they take? How much, like what else, right? And so, several things. One, it would be more honorable and more virtuous. B, it would like, I mean like even for me, right? Like I was like an 18-year-old kid trying to lift weight, like, got sucker by all this stupid bodybuilding, weightlifting, pseudoscience, bro science, protein powder stuff, right? And like, first of all, like, it's kind of a waste of money. Like, protein powder bucket costs, what, 50 bucks? Better to just buy a bunch of meat instead. Creatine, it just means flesh in Greek. It's like, don't you realize it's just pulverized bone stuff, right? And the whole supplement industry too, right? Like, people's very naive. Don't trust Korean people. Don't trust essentially anybody. It's this naive idea that the more supplements, the more healthy you become. But once again, via negativa is the way. Weightlifting, barefoot, no knee straps, no suit, no silly supplements. Yeah, like, this is kind of a big deal, right? But anyways, the way to rewrite the future is to disrupt it.